Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order. New world coming. America will become increasingly vulnerable to hostile attack on our homeland, and our military superiority will not entirely protect us. Americans will likely die on American soil.
And I believe it will also be said of this age, the first decade of the 21st century, that out of what is will be seen as the greatest restructuring of the global economy, perhaps one even greater than at the time of the Industrial Revolution, a new world order was created.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
Now, get ready to enter the zone where real life is stranger than fiction. The place where the news may seem like a dream, and the dream may be a matrix of reality. Let us now expose all lie of the devil and bring to light all the secrets of the enemy, because God truth will set you free. John 8:32. You're listening to This Week in the Zone with your host and watchman on the wall, Phil Armstrong.
Hello, welcome to the Prophecy Zone. This is Phil Armstrong, and we are going to be here for a few minutes just talking about Bible prophecy. I hope you're having a wonderful day today. It's pretty much sunny but cold where I'm at, and I'm hoping you're enjoying your weather at least. I have to say, at least I don't have any snow, and that's a good thing. Yeah, I was going over some of the news today, and what got my attention, of course, is this article on CBS News, and it's talking about the state of emergency declared ahead of Ferguson's grand jury decision. Now, this decision could come out to cause havoc, and it may not. But if the cop is let free, then you're going to see things happen that at least they plan for it, of course, but you're going to see things happen that will be an exercise of the police state, an exercise of what the police state will look like. I'm sorry, I'm laughing about something. And what the police state will look like is probably total practice for. Hold on for a second. I have some distractions. Well, anyway, let's hope that distraction stop. But anyway, so we have to keep our eye on this. Governor Nixon calls the National Guard to handle possible unrest following decision, which will overwhelm the regular police force. We know that that's a small city, but people come over from other states to even cause problems and sort of mock the process of being able to come out and protest. And I don't get too much involved in this stuff. I just kind of understand that we are headed for a police state, and this country is headed for a transformation of the third kind, a paradigm shift, and the successes that we have had in the past. We asked the question, sometime when trials and tribulations come, why do they happen? Well, there are other times where we ask, as far as the country is concerned, why does 9/11 happen? Why does hurricanes and earthquakes happen? And I seem to put it in another fashion. You know, why You know, why do we ask the question? I mean, where things happen, you know, for a reason. And I see that most of the time, you know, they happen unexpectedly. And we have to plan for these things. We have to be, but nobody ever plans for a tragedy at all. But we have to keep our eye on the social climate of this country, because things are going to change, and they're going to change very quickly. There's an audio I want to have y'all listen to, but first I want to read a article that I had kept. And let me find it. Well, anyway, it's talking about Vladimir Putin's visit to the G8. And he was kind of snubbed by the other world leaders. We know that President Obama was not really that much biased towards excuse me, we know he's biased towards the Islamic nations, but as far as Russia is concerned, they've had a relationship of Vladimir Putin and Obama of maybe not that good of a relationship. Well, remember George Bush said that Putin was a man, when he stared into his eyes, that he can trust. Well, it turns out that he really couldn't trust him at all. And I hope Barack Obama doesn't see the same thing and Vladimir Putin. But at the same time, I don't know if Vladimir Putin actually looks at he actually sees Barack Obama as a weakling. Well, anyway, it says, from Vlad to the worst. he was snobbed at the airport, made to sit at dinner alone, shut it to the end of the family photo. Of course, they took a GA photo, and he's probably pushed it into the very end. And he got out of there quickly. He took off right after, right before they started doing their meeting. So I don't know if he showed up there just to be a jerk, or did he show up there to push a point. But we know that his military ships were headed that way. I'm pretty sure they made it by now, but they were made to go into the Australian Ocean, or the ocean near Australia. Well, anyway, we know that in Ezekiel 38 and 39, Russia will make a dash to the south. They will invade Israel, and God will miraculously destroy the Russian army, well, along with their confederation of nations. Now, some of the individuals who study Bible prophecy for years now believe that the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war will happen at the end of the tribulation period, or that it is Armageddon. I differ for a few reasons. Namely, it seems to me that Ezekiel 38 and 39 has Gog, and of course Daniel 7, Daniel 13, Daniel 11, Daniel 12 have the Antichrist, which is another person. It's a whole different individual. And no, Barack Obama is not the Antichrist. How do I know that? How do I know that? In other words, the Antichrist, when he comes to the scene, is a success. And then at the end of the tribulation period, he is crushed. Barack Obama has been on the scene 6 years. And pretty sure, just if I use a little common sense, he's not the Antichrist. The Bible calls the Antichrist the Assyrian, spoken of in Malachi. And he is mentioned as the King of Fierce Features and the King that have a look more stout than his fellows. And a lot of people, a lot of writers, a lot of Bible preachers and teachers do not focus on the look. They think it's almost his attitude that the Bible is describing. And I'll get to that a little bit later. But if you read Daniel chapter 7, it talks about being the King of Fierce Features. Actually, Daniel chapter 11. And then Daniel chapter 7 talks about he has a look more stout than his fellows. So if that's the case, then he's talking about a look. It's not talking about an attitude. The Bible's already covered his attitude. Paul says that he speaks pompous words. He lifts himself up above everything that is called God. So he is a prideful individual. But the Bible also focuses on his look, which many people don't even, they kind of bypass. And if they actually focus on the look and kind of get a good reading on it, he's probably not any leader that's ever walked the face of the earth. I say, in our modern time, probably the best-looking president or the best-looking leader is John F. Kennedy. But the Bible says he looks has a tough look. The Antichrist will have a tough look. Well, anyway, let's go over and listen to a little of this. I'm not going to listen to very much, but let's listen to a little of this audio, and then we come back.
U.S. relations with Russia seem to be getting frostier by the day, and in an unprecedented move, the Russian military says it now plans to send strategic bombers on regular patrol in America's backyard. David Martin is looking into this. Russian bomber patrols over the Caribbean and Gulf of Mexico would be very significant, U.S. military officers say, something the Russians have never done before. During the Cold War, Soviet aircraft flew reconnaissance missions there, but never bombers capable of carrying nuclear weapons. Once in 2008 and again in 2013, Blackjack bombers flew to Nicaragua and Venezuela, but those were window dressing for visits by high-level Russian delegations. When the Russian Defense Minister announced the bomber patrols earlier this week, he linked them specifically to tensions over Ukraine, in effect saying, if you meddle in our backyard, we'll meddle in yours. U.S. military officers say the patrols would not pose a military threat, since the bombers and their refueling tankers could be tracked as they came down through Greenland and Iceland and across the Atlantic, leaving plenty of time to scramble jet fighters. A real attack by Russian bombers would most likely come over the North Pole, the shortest distance between the two countries. After the Soviet Union collapsed, Russia stopped flying long-range bomber patrols and did not resume until 2007. Currently, they fly about 10 patrols a year off the U.S. coast, once coming within 50 miles of California. U.S. jets routinely intercept them. There's no law against it, so long as the bombers don't enter U.S. airspace. With President Obama and Russia's Putin attending the same summit in Australia this weekend, these new patrols are an in-your-face way of saying, we're a global power, and we're not going to let you push us around. We got the breaking news now. These pictures are just in. President Barack Obama's car arriving in Brisbane ahead of the G20 Leaders Summit. Nicknamed the Beast, it's designed to withstand a rocket attack.
Again. From the depths of the earth, you will bring me up again.
will increase my greatness and comfort me again.
The top NATO commander says Russian tanks and troops are moving into eastern Ukraine. Moscow denies those claims. The development comes after Russia announced new Air Force training exercises near United States borders. David Martin is at the Pentagon with the military's response. David, good morning.
Good morning. When Russia's defense minister announced plans for these new long-range bomber patrols, he linked them specifically to tensions over Ukraine, telling the U.S., in effect, if you meddle in our backyard, we'll meddle in yours. The announcement of the new patrols comes just as President Obama and Russia's Putin are set to attend the same summit this weekend in Australia. Both men surely know having bombers circle around to the south of the U.S. doesn't make much military sense. The bombers and their refueling tankers could be tracked all the way across the Atlantic, leaving plenty of time to scramble interceptor jets. Benjamin Friedman is a research fellow at the Cato Institute.
Politically, it's important. It shows that Russia's trying to sort of show its relevance and poke its finger in the U.S. eye and say, look, we're still here, we still matter, we're something U.S. to deal with and plan for.
There's no indication yet when these new patrols would begin or how often they would be conducted.
With dramatic pitches and steep banks, China shows off its next-generation fighter plane. This is the J-31, a stealth fighter.
To come in as the U.S. has
done. Now, this audio, if I can, hopefully y'all can hear it, is talking about the emergence of China to help Russia. And you know that China has things that they want to accomplish. And of course, Russia has program that they want to do, you know, Glasnost and Perestroika, which is a form of make yourself appear to be weak, but in reality you're actually strong. And I think Russia's done a great job of doing that. While America appears to be strong on the world front, and in reality they're actually weak. And I apparently say that this is the greatest country that ever was on the face of the earth, blessed by God. And a lot of people say that, you know, Christopher Columbus, who supposedly discovered America, was a drunk and an alcoholic and was a terrible navigator. I don't know about all of that, but I know that as far as the Constitution is concerned and those who created the Constitution, the founding fathers, even if they wasn't Christian, formed a great working machine that was a republic and not any other form of government. And that's when you truly send representatives to represent you from the four corners of the country. And really represent the people. And we know that everybody has their own agenda. And so and that's what makes this country, well, put us on a position of a bad position, rather, is that eventually it's going to catch up with us when we have people in office that just cares about themselves. I was going to say something else, but I kind of changed my mind. But I have a lot of distraction in the background. I always do during the show. It just comes out of nowhere. Well, anyway, one of my guests on my show was Chris Week, and she did a video. And she went into a store, and she was presenting to them the Monster's Energy drink. And she did a great job, and she has a lot of guts to do a lot of things that she's doing. And I'm glad to have had her on my show. And I think she has a bold stance for Christ. And then... she has this vehicle. I don't know if she still has it, but it says truth is hate to those who hate the truth. She wrote a book called Explain This, and it's about the verse-by-verse documentary, where did I get that from? Commentary of the book of Revelations. And she also went into a synagogue just recently, a cathedral that is for, supposedly for a church organization, but the Muslims were using it for their prayer gathering. And she just went in there, for those who watched the video, and she started preaching the gospel, which I think I kind of look at her sometimes as the things that some of the prophets would do in the early days. And I'm going to say I wish I had her guts, because I actually do, but, and I'm pretty sure many of you too have guts to do it. We just sort of like get caught up in the daily living of our lives and what we're supposed to be doing, because the world sets the norm, and crazy people aren't supposed to go up into churches and preach the gospel, or either come to work and preach the gospel. Some people too ashamed to even mention Jesus at work, which is crazy too. Well, I don't mind being called crazy, but I think that we ought to take a look at this lady again and make sure we get bold ourselves, and let's come on out of our comfort zone and go preach the gospel. Because I like I say, I've had a few guest hosts who have come on my show, and I'm pretty much very blessed to have her on my show at one point or another. So with that being said, it's hard for me just to come on and with so many distractions in the background. And a lot of times, like I say, these distractions just come out of nowhere. But anyway, Chris is going, if this is correct, Chris is going to be on the WFT, the WTF show, the Whiskey Tango Foxtrot show, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot show, with the hosts V. Wright and Jos Estevez. It's from the CPR Worldwide Media, and that's going to be on 7 o'clock. Now I'm going to see if I can share this on my wall. So if you're watching this show, listen to this show, look up Philip Armstrong. And I forgot, I don't even know my own name on my Phil Armstrong, P-H-I-L Armstrong, and I got on my wall her the advertisement for the show tonight, so just check that out when you get a chance. But well, thank y'all for listening. I still got a few minutes just to share with y'all. Now, I'm hoping I invited Chris to come on the show for Sunday. If I can't get her for Sunday, I'm going to try to get her in the coming weeks. But we're going to start having guests on again to come on to the show. And we're going to be talking about various things. We call it the prophecy zone. So it's kind of like the Twilight Zone. So when people come and say, well, why do you have this on your show? Why are you talking about this? Or why are you talking about that? Well, Prophecy Zone, I'm thinking Twilight Zone, Strange Things. And you talk about Strange Things in the Twilight Zone, I guess. And what other place to do it than a show called The Prophecy Zone? And so we are going to fire away and really hit the ground running, and make sure we preach the gospel and not delay Jesus Christ's coming, because he's going to come when he wants to anyway. So what I believe could happen, just this is my belief and it's my opinion. I stick with, I think I own the patent on Bible prophecy like some, most people should, but I really don't. I'm just joking. But I do believe that the next thing we'll see on God's clock, and keep in mind, I do believe the rapture is imminent. I still believe in the prophecies of the rapture of the church, and I will continue to believe that. And I don't think no one's going to change my mind. And I see that a lot of people don't believe in it no more, which makes it more evident that it's probably going to happen. I believe that it's going to happen because it fits right into what's going on. He comes on the world like a snare, especially the church. The majority of church members are saying, okay, misfire, misfire, misfire. Okay, we thought it was going to happen, cry wolf, cry wolf, cry wolf, and then boom, it happens. So I think that's exactly what's going to happen. And as far as Ezekiel 38 and 39, I do believe that the Psalms war, which is a war, I believe it is a confrontation between Israel and its immediate neighbors, will happen, and Damascus will be destroyed. This is just, you know, what I compacted over the years. And Russia will respond, and one of the hooks in the jaw, of course, is oil, but the other hook will be the defense of the rest of Syria and its neighbors. Now, if you notice, and I'm saying this real quick, in Ezekiel 38 and 39, the early verses says that they come in Russia, or God comes as a guard to them that he is with. So the people who is coming down to invade Israel, Russia is acting as a guard also. I do believe that the rapture of the church will happen somewhere in there. So yeah, we have a chance to see Ezekiel 38-39 come to fruition, and we also have a chance to say to those who say what happened in the end of the tribulation period that hey, there you go. So what's next? It is an interesting time that we live in, and we need to get ready for Jesus Christ's coming. And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, give your life to Him today. I would say ask Him to come into your life. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say give yourself to Jesus. You know, live for Him daily. Pick up your cross daily and follow Him. That is the way you're saved. And we're going to do a show on true salvation in the coming week. So God bless everybody out there, and y'all have a great day.
You have been listening to The Prophecy Zone on Blog Talk Radio.
Be sure to check out our website at www.pzrn.org. Also, like us on Facebook at Prophecy Zone Radio News and at YouTube at Prophecy Zone.
Be sure to check us out next time on The Prophecy Zone as we explore the past, observe the present, and hope for the soon future return of the Savior Jesus.
God bless.